brought to you by Penguin.
Penguin Random House Audio presents The Way Out, a revolutionary, scientifically proven approach to healing chronic pain by Alan Gordon with Alon Ziv. With a foreword written by Tor Wager and read by Alon Ziv. This is the author, Alan Gordon. To Christy, for your friendship, collaboration, and the countless pictures of your dog sleeping in a shoe. A.G.
To Crystal, as long as we're together, life will always be good. A.Z. Foreword by Dr. Tor Wager. I didn't start out as a believer. Like many people, I was uncertain about how deeply mind-body interventions can affect the course of chronic pain, and for whom. I am inherently skeptical. But I also really want to know the answers, so my instinct is to gather scientific evidence. I have spent a good part of my career studying whether changing your mind can affect your brain and body. If it can, which kinds of changes are possible and which are not? What conditions are required to make these changes? If your thoughts do affect your body, are they large enough to be meaningful and profound enough to last? When I first met Alan Gordon, my overwhelming experience of him was that he is a believer. As a former chronic pain sufferer who has now recovered, he believes that it is possible to go from suffering from debilitating pain to being pain-free without drugs or surgery. He demonstrates that belief in action with an infectious enthusiasm and a commitment to helping each individual he works with. Over the past 2 years, I've experienced a transformation in my belief as well. I've come to believe that the right ideas about chronic pain put into practice through mind-body treatment can have dramatic benefits for many or even most people, even after real injuries that give rise to real pain. I got involved with Alan via serendipity. I had met Alan's colleague, Dr. Howard Schubiner, several times at scientific meetings. I'm a neuroscientist studying pain circuitry with functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI. I remember Howard telling me, "We have this treatment that really works. We've been helping people recover from chronic pain for years. You should study that." It didn't click. I'm fascinated by mind-body interventions. But we were studying basic brain circuits with no funding or infrastructure to study patients. My graduate student, Yoni Ashar, and I had been brainstorming topics for his PhD dissertation. Yoni suffered from chronic back pain for several years, which made back pain a personally meaningful topic of study. This is where the serendipity begins. Howard got in touch again with fMRI imaging results from a patient who showed dramatic improvement after Alan's treatment. The results were tantalizing. They showed changes in the medial prefrontal cortex and the anterior insula. These areas of the brain are connected and part of a network that assigns personal meaning to input that comes from the body. These areas have also been among the most frequently identified in studies of chronic pain. It seems as if part of the problem for many people with chronic pain is the significance the brain attaches to pain and the things that might cause it. We decided to go for it and start a study on Alan's treatment in people with chronic back pain. We started with modest goals. At first, we planned to scan just a few people undergoing treatment. Then Yoni attended Alan and Howard's weekend training course and saw the power of the treatment in action. Meanwhile, Alan started a crowdfunding campaign that generated both money for the study and, even more important, excitement from people who really wanted this to happen. I found some additional grant funding, and we expanded the study even further. We ended up conducting one of the largest fMRI studies of back pain to date. We did this with about a quarter of the funding that it would typically take because everyone, Yoni, Alan, Howard, and our terrific research assistants, Lori Poliski, Zach Anderson, and others, believed in the importance of this project and put their hearts and souls into getting it done. The results of our study are what turned me into a believer. After being in chronic pain for, on average, 11 years, the majority of patients were pain-free or nearly so after a month of treatment. And so far they...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?